Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Carly with Daytime After Dark, and tonight we have singer-songwriter Ashley Puckett. Oh my gosh, you guys, you need to hear her. She is so amazing, and she's so amazing and great. And let me bring on Natalia. Hi.
Hello. Hey, what's
okay,
up?
Okay, I'm bringing on Ashley. You want to make the intro?
Sure. One second. Okay. So tonight we are going to have Ashley Puckett. She is an excellent musical artist. So we are going to welcome her in.
Okay, perfect. Hey, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm Carly and see Nadia, just so you know.
Hi, Ashley.
I don't want to confuse people. Well, some people I want to be very confused, but that's, you know. So I've been listening to you for the past 3 days, and wow, amazing voice. You know, I don't know why you're not on the big stages like you should be. Number one, you really should be more out there than you are. You know, I was
listening. Well, I appreciate that.
I was listening at Never Say Never, Medicine, and when you covered To Make You Feel My Love, okay, you just took Ghost out of, you know, in the past too, but that's wrong. Like, people could forget Ghost Books ever did that song after hearing you version of it. And God, Ghost Books, if you're listening, don't hear me. Okay. So, you know, you never know who could be listening. So, you know, I have to throw that out there. But, yeah, that rendition, To Make You Feel My Love, is awesome. It blew me away.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, on top of all the songs on the album, there are a few that I absolutely love to cover, you know, quite a few times, and that's one of them. It's one of them heartfelt, real, really emotional type songs, and it's a good one.
Yeah, and I was reading about you, and so, you know, you love, you know, like the 90s ladies, well, 90s, 2000, 80s, Liam Womack, Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, Zosie, Kira Queen, Leanne Rimes, I mean, all of those. And I was thinking, you are a cross between Faith Hill and Carrie Underwood, I think.
I like that. Yeah, I mean, I grew up on, you know, those artists, and honestly, I kind of miss a lot of that modern country sound.
Exactly,
I mean, I'm
yes.
The one. I'll turn on the highway and I'll listen to all this up-to-date, you know, what they're calling country right now, and I love it. I do. It's just, you know, once in a while I would love to tune in and just hear some of this newer, modern, old-style country classic, and I think that's what I try to do.
Yeah, I mean, Carole King, you know, in herself, oh my God, she is one of the best, and you know, I just feel like in the last couple of years, well, last year, the women all came together for the CMA night, well, which it was women everywhere, which was great to finally see, because in the last, I don't know, 5 years, it's harder for women to get even on the radio anymore. It's crazy to
yeah.
me. With
yeah, it was a really cool sight to see that, all the women coming together. It's, those are kind of some of my favorite stories to read, too, just, you know, things happening like that. I mean, men will always have a moment in their part in country music, but now there's so many women making huge standpoints, too, which is really cool.
Yeah, and it felt so good when the guy, like, got books, Blake Sirtin, my guy, Luke Bryan, who doesn't even know I exist, but okay. Who I think he thinks I exist in my head. But they all slammed that you guys were not being treated as equal as they are. And for the guys to come out the way they did and support you guys was amazing to see.
It was. It truly was. I agree.
You know, because it's just like in this business, it's just a crazy, you know, time for everyone. And how did you enjoy, well, not enjoy, the whole quarantine COVID, not being able to do anything life for a while?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was, it's very tough. You know, I'm not a stay-at-home person. I'm not a homebody. I don't, you know, I don't like it. I love being out, being on the road, being just really into anything except being at home. So when everything was going through shutdowns and stuff, and me living in Pennsylvania, we were taking quite an interesting hit. And, you know, a lot of the different things that they were trying to put upon us. And so it was a little bit worse in some states. And, you know, it was just really tough because I'm a people person. I'm somebody who, you know, I enjoy being out, being around people, being able to either promote, being able to sing, being able to listen to music and really do anything other than nothing, I guess. So it was real tough for me just to sit home and watch the whole world really unveil and just kind of sit back and do the same thing. So I didn't take to it. And honestly, still right now, it's something I'm just doing in every day. You know, I hope things are just back to the way it used to be. And, you know, you just hear people, even in conversation that I've spoke with, like, oh, it's going to go back to, you know, some type of normal. I just want it back to the way it was. And that's what I miss.
I agree. I mean, I'm in Seattle, so we were the first ones to get it. So we've been in this since last January 29th. Yeah. And, I mean, I don't mind being at home, like, during the wintertime. That doesn't bug me. That does not bug me. But the summer, I thought, okay, but I had enough. And, you know, I get what you were saying because it just not typical to be in your house that long or your apartment that long. So, yeah, I cannot wait for things that, you know, get back to a little bit normal. I mean, I know we probably won't get everything back to normal, which is kind of bad, but at least start somewhere, people. And I want people to know on June 1st, you have this event, I hope they don't cancel it for you, with Mark Sessnut. Oh, my God. I love him.
You and
love
I both.
Him.
Yeah, this was an exciting one when I got the news, and it was supposed to be a show in March, and then it just kept being canceled and canceled again. So this is going to be our third time's a charm, so hoping this one works out. So I know it's not that far away, so I think this time it's finally going to be a go, so I'm really excited.
And also, have you ever talked to him before or seen him before?
I have not, actually. This would be the first time I'd get to meet him.
Oh, okay, well. Because my great idea, and Nadia knows whenever I have a great idea where it usually goes, I'm like, oh, my gosh, he could be a key to milk chestnut on the stove because I love him. I love him. I feel like, once again, they haven't played any of his music in so long, and I love his sound. So, yeah.
Well, I will try to put in a good word because I absolutely agree. My fiance and I were talking about the show, and he loves country music too, and he's a lot more, you know, acoustic type. Country music is more a little bit of what he likes, but he'll listen to some stuff here and there. And I was trying to talk about how important this was, and it was just a funny conversation because he wasn't too familiar with who it was. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to be kidding me. And he's like, oh, I was talking to my friend and, you know, this and that. And I said, look, he's a Billboard artist. He was one of them artists that I grew up on. The reason that I'm doing what I do, he was one in that same era of music. And, you know, it's just for him to be my first real show, to be opening for an artist of that magnitude. And, I mean, he's awesome. All his music's awesome. And, you know, I'm just super excited. I couldn't be more excited for this.
I mean, yeah, he is incredible. So, like, they listed, like, all the women you grew up listening. Growing up, who did you listen guidelines of country music or any other music? But was country usually your home where you always landed back to music-wise?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been country music here and there. I mean, I will listen to almost anything as long as it sounds good. It's something that gets to me, you know, especially if I'm out having a drink or something. You know, I'm pretty open. I'm not a huge fan of certain styles of rap music just because it's not my listening taste. But other than that, as far as artists, I know it's easy for me to always talk about, you know, more influential people into my career that are more women, just probably because, you know, I would have started out singing some of their songs as covers and they had maybe more of an influence. But a lot of men did too. I mean, people like Keith Urban, Toby Keith. Mm-hmm. I know growing up, one of my favorites was always Joe Nichols. And just kind of seeing his progression, honestly, I'd say he was one of my first artists that I knew every word to every song. I remember dragging my mom down to Tennessee for a fan club party when I was younger. So I think he was a big part of where I am. And then other artists even now, like Chris Stapleton and, you know, Cole Swindell. I love artists that can be successful and have such a unique voice, kind of like Tracy Lawrence. You know, when you hear a new song on the radio,
you know
that it's them. And
exactly.
I love that.
Exactly, and, you know, I mean, since you're a new up-and-comer, and one of my favorite new up-and-comers who, besides you, I can get enough, is Carly Pierce. And I just fell in love with her music. And what do you think of her? And, yeah.
I love Carly. She is amazing. She's just raw. She's down to earth. She's really personable, and she's classic. And again, I say that time and time again, to where a lot of the country music style is being a little bit more broadened. Which
mm-hmm.
again, you know, I'm open for that too. But I love that some artists are still trying to stick to that classic country sound, and I think she does a very good job at that. I'm not going to lie, when I do shows, I will sometimes cover Hide the Wine. So, yeah, I love all her stuff.
Oh, so are you friends with her, by the way, or no?
I'm not. One of these days. I think she has
a personality.
I think we could.
Okay, when you become friends with her, let me know, please. I've been trying everything and get an interview with her in every way. And, you know, I'm like, both of you sound so much like the old country music that people missed. And you guys would make an awesome duet together, I think. You know, because I think we may have been scared about to do, like, women and women duet. That was always there. crazy thing that, oh, sometimes it won't work, even if you headline with this woman acts they freak out about, which I think is a really good idea, but, you know, the promoters or whatever, the music labels sometimes don't like that, which I think they are nuts for that. So, yeah, I think they need to do more of like a, just a woman going on the road act once COVID-19 is gone, you know. That's
yes.
What I think that would be really cool. And so what is your favorite song right now you're listening to? Is there anything right now you cannot get enough of?
Oh, that's a tough one. That changes almost weekly for me. it's weird because, you know, as an artist, if I'm not singing, I'm listening. There's usually not a dull moment unless I'm on the road sometimes in silence. But right now, I'm a big Chris Stapleton fan. I listen a lot of him. That new Pink song with Keith Urban is actually really good. I am guilty of playing that over and over a couple times when I first heard it. There's quite a few. I'm pretty open with music right now, and just kind of the moods of everything and me trying to be in a calm state of mind. That bluesy stuff, you know, that's kind of been my go-to right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, mine lately, I don't know why, it's been Carly and You, like, and, of course, Martina McBride and Faith, all those women that I love. I mean, all of those that, you know, I can just play repeat, you know. And luckily, I live alone, that no one can complain, because when I was going on, my brothers were ready to suit me. When I kept replaying a song over and over. They said to my parents, can you just give her away? And my mom's like, what did she do now? Because she's been playing that song over and over. And mom's like, oh, okay, what do you want me to do about it? Take her music away, ground you. And it would be ground you over what? It would not be like anything I actually did, but I was listening to music and my brothers wanted to ground me. So, yeah. And Natalia, I know you probably have questions. See, I don't
care
about you. Well, sometimes I do, but, you know.
That's okay.
Yeah, I know.
So, hi, Ashley. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Hi there. Nice to meet you as well.
So I have a few questions. So I do like your song, Never Say Never. So can you just tell us a little bit about how you thought about that kind of a song?
Yeah, so Never Say Never is was obviously the title of the album. So it was a really important
right.
one to me. And mm-hmm. that song, when I first heard it, it reminded me of a song from Jody Messina. She's also, mm-hmm. You know, one of my other favorites that have kind of shaped who I am in a way. And it reminded me of a song that I would cover. It was called Because You Love Me. And the way I feel when I sing that song and just kind of the meaning behind it to me, when I first heard the first couple lines of this Never Say Never song, I'm like, this has to be mine. This is perfect. This is who I am. This is who I want to be. This is what I want to portray from a musical standpoint. And I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. The melody, the lyrics, and cliche of Never Say Never. It's something you hear all the time. And because of that, I kind of thought about the name of the album, and it was between Magic of the Moment, because it was really a unique, magical journey, you know, kind of putting all this together, and Never Say Never. And the only reason I chose Never Say Never is because of the way everything kind of happened. You know, I'm one of them people who consider myself not all that lucky. So when I had all these things kind of lining up and giving me a push into making this a reality, I had that kind of feeling that was a little bit stronger than I think it ever was, you know, saying, Ashley, this is it. It's now. It's never say never. I was about to kind of give up on making this an actual career and, you know, furthering myself in the music industry. And I realized that, hey, this is the time, you know, don't give up on it. So to me, that's kind of half of its importance as a weird cliche. But the song itself, it's just a beautiful love song, and I'm a romantic, so love songs are my absolute favorite to sing. It's just the way I'm able to perform it and really relate to them, whether it's a good, you know, a good situation in love or a love gone wrong. They're just my absolute favorite to perform. So, but this one in particular, there was just something about the beauty of it, and like I said, from the first couple lines, I knew it was perfect.
It's absolutely, yes, it's absolutely beautiful. I love the song, and I love the album, too, which is great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so have you, now how did you get your music career started?
So I have been singing basically what I say all my life. I sang my first song. Mm-hmm. I was 5 years old. And, you know, throughout school and high school, I started doing a lot of talent shows. And then I ended up forming a band, did some stuff outside of school. And I think around my 16th birthday, I started playing guitar. And I think it was right around there, maybe a year later. That's kind of when things started to me. To fulfill, and you know, I really started to realize this is kind of what I want to do with my life, and which was kind of cool because a lot of people that I knew were just trying to figure out what they wanted to do. They were going to college, and I kind of just already felt like I knew my purpose. And after that, I mean, years went by and life happened. So, you know, I was in and out of a lot of different things, and music was just the one steady thing that was always with me. And at this point, a couple of years back, I met my producer and my sound engineer, and that was Brian Cole and Doug Casper. And I met them through a friend of mine. And when we sat down and started talking, that was kind of the start of everything. We had a meeting and kind of went over my goals and what their goals would be if we decided to all work together. And at this point, that's kind of when I had my aha moment. Like, this is what's going to change your life. And I said yes. And the next took about a year. We put the album together. I met great musicians throughout all this and songwriters. And, you know, at that point, I signed with, when the album was done, with MTS Records and my manager, Michael Stover. Between all of those people, that's kind of what gave me the start of everything I have right now. I mean, it obviously starts with a dream and something that you want and you want to work toward, but there's also that little block of, you know, what do I do next and how do I kind of make that little break? And no matter what you do, you feel like it's never enough. You know, there's always one step more that you could be in the door and more that you need to achieve. But I think I've learned through all this, especially with everything going on right now, you know, every little success is a really big thing. So, you know, since I signed with MTS Records, I've had a mention in Billboard magazine. We've already had a number one song on the New Music Weekly chart. So, I mean, all those little things add up to the bigger things that I want to do. So, honestly, if it wasn't for meeting all them guys at the right time, I don't think any of this would be happening right now.
Exactly. That is awesome. Now, have you ever thought about going on, like, American Idol or The Voice any time in your career, or you just decided to just do it all on your own?
A little bit of both. You know, I have – there was a time American Idol was really big. It was, you know – Carrie Underwood won, and then, you know, after all that,
Kelly,
you know, I did start to, Kelly Clarkson too, and, you know, right after that, I started to watch it a little bit more, and I just wasn't sure I wanted to be the reality TV star singer, and there was some reasons kind of behind all that, and that kind of made me wonder, you know, maybe I can just, of course, it's easier said than done, but, you know, try to figure this out on my own and maybe not have to go through all the, you know, the behind the scenes of all these shows and what you kind of have to
right.
do between the lines. But, you know, so that was kind of my thought behind it. Now, The Voice, when that became popular, it seemed a lot different than American Idol. And
yeah.
I know
mm-hmm.
everyone has their favorites, but to me, I think The Voice might have been a better fit for me.
Right.
And, you know, I can't say it didn't cross my mind. But there's also something really cool about achieving a lot of this stuff on my own, too. And, you know, the more I do this, I also kind of think, you know, the exposure of a national television show like that, too, would not be a bad idea, you know, kind of where I sit now, you know, with the little bit of success that we've already been having, you know, on top of something
mm-hmm.
like that. But, yeah, there's always that something, just kind of how I was brought up and my work ethic and whatnot, that it was just always something that I was really hoping I'd be able to kind of just do on my own.
Right. Now, do you know of anyone that you would love to do a duet with at any point in your career?
So, yeah, there's quite a few. One would be Miranda Lambert. I
mm-hmm.
love Miranda. I think in real life, if we ever do get to meet, we would become best friends. as far as men, I think it would be awesome to do a duet with either Chris Stapleton, Keith Urban, even Joe
yep.
Nichols. You know, there's a few out there that I think would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a favorite Chris Stapleton song? Because I love Chris Stapleton, too.
So, I know everyone probably says Tennessee Whiskey, so I might have to go with that.
Oh,
one.
I was going to say that. Me too.
I actually love covering that song, too, so it was kind of always a favorite since I heard it the first time.
Yep. Yeah, that's a beautiful. I love that song. It's a great song. I think that's like everybody's favorite song from him.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Although I haven't heard one from him that I disliked. So.
Exactly, it's true. So now I'm not sure if you got my message yesterday. I asked if maybe you can sing one of your songs for us. Are you prepared to do that or not yet? No, no.
You know what? I did not get the message, and I'm really not. I can sing a few lines or something. I've been on the road all day, so
mm-hmm.
so I'm actually taking this phone call not really in the middle of anything. But
so so it was great talking with you. It was we appreciate you coming on the show, but we do have other callers. So I will pass you on to the other caller.
We do. Ashley, what's your favorite Keith Urban song?
Oh yeah, there you go.
I know.
So my favorite Keith Urban song would have to be "Blue Ain't Your Color."
That is good. That is good. But you know, raining on Sunday. Also, I love Anne. Love the whole video, especially that if you forgot what that video is like, is one of the most sexiest videos out there. So people, you gotta see that. I mean, it's no one. You guys are sexy.
Now that you're
so
mentioning it, I do kind of forget what the video was like. It's a great song. I might have to play that back when I'm.
Yeah,
you
do. You do.
Looking
go
back.
On YouTube. And play that because that one, wow. Okay, Bobby, our co-host. Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Hey,
how
Bobby.
You doing?
Hi there.
Hey. I just wanted to just ask you, have listened to, have you I'm talking about going on the road, and if so, would you like to go on the road once we get back to normal, if you were, or if you already have booked stuff for when we get back to normal later this year?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been something kind of weird the way the album release was last Valentine's Day. You know, I had a lot of different things kind of planned out in my head of how I wanted the whole release to go and things like that. And obviously playing some shows had a big impact on how, you know, mentally I was prepared for that. But once everything kind of happened, everything kind of got shook up. And but now that everything's getting back together, like I said, that the show on the 4th is going to be hopefully one of many. So I do look forward to, you know, getting out there and playing some live shows now.
Well, that would be great, because it would be great to work with the big-timers like Carrie Underwood and Blake Shelton, and among others, once you get a call from one of them. Because that would be awesome to work with one of them.
It would, I agree. It would be, you know, there's so many artists, singers, and songwriters that I would, you know, love to meet and sit down with. So there's a lot that I still look forward to.
Okay. Well, that's it. But as soon as you get on the road, hopefully you can come closer to where I am in North Carolina, where like Raleigh, or even make a stop in Fayetteville or Charlotte or somewhere like that, where I can be able to check your music out and maybe try to win tickets.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. You know, we're I'm on the east side too, so I think that'll be a lot easier than you know, some of the states that I've longed to visit. So I don't see why that wouldn't be something that'll happen in the near future.
Yeah, and I would not be surprised if you also get a chance to perform in Nashville, because that's where the big stuff is.
Yeah, I mean, my time in Nashville has, they've always been quite a few of my most and favorite moments. So I do get excited about thinking about when I'm going back. You know, I was a little disappointed when they canceled the 2021 CMA Fest, but, you know, soon enough.
Yeah, but I wish you well if you get nominated for another CMA award or something like that down the road.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay, well,
okay,
that's all,
Bobby,
and I'll just
put
let Carly take over. All right.
And then bring on Veronica, my other partner in crime.
Hey, hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Ashley. How are you guys doing? My name is Veronica Robles. I'm from Houston, Texas.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Oh, yes. I just want to say congratulations, continued success. I love the song Never Say Never. I love your song, and I hope you get to come back on the radio show so you can perform for us next time.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love that. I enjoy talking with you guys, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity, so thanks.
And my question is, what is your favorite movies and TV shows that you're watching right now due to being not able to go out and watch movies in public due to COVID right now? TV shows and movies, what are you watching right now at this moment on movies and television?
So typically I'm not much of a TV person, just because I'm usually kind of tied up and always like on the go and busy. But I can tell you Manifest is one of my absolute favorites.
Awesome.
And that will be starting in April, so I'm really looking forward to that. I think the break of time was way too long from season to this new season.
Yeah.
I have been catching up on, and I know this was older, but I never seen it, so I have been watching Breaking Bad.
Oh, cool.
And it's kind of one of them addicting shows.
Yeah.
So... you know, I did fall victim to being a little bit addicted, I will say that. But
oh, that's awesome.
Otherwise, I usually just throw on something like, I'm really a big fan of Blue Bloods and Law and Order and those types of shows. So typically
that's
what I'm watching.
My mom loves those shows. She loves the core drama. She loves all the drama television shows. Yes. Oh, my gosh. That is awesome. But I hope you get to come to Houston one day. I would definitely love to see you play in concert. And congratulations. Continued success. And definitely, please come back on the show so you can perform for all of us. That would be awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. And, you know, I've been to Texas and I love it. So I would love to be down there doing a show one day. So
that is awesome. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Veronica, do we have to have the same talk tonight? Of course we are.
No,
ma'am. Again, you call you a co-host. Ashley, thank you for calling in and coming on the show. Please come back because we would love when you have more things down the pike, we would love to promote it, right, Nadia?
Yes, definitely. We would love to next time hear you sing for us on the show. That would be awesome.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'd absolutely love to. I appreciate you guys taking the time, and it's been a lot of fun, and we'll definitely do this again soon. That way we can have all that happen.
Exactly. That's awesome.
Hey.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in, and come back anytime.
All right, thanks so much. You guys have a great night.
Okay,
you too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that was a good interview, you guys.
That was good. She was really nice.
You know, that was a very, 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 very good. Who's typing?
Oh, no, that's not, I don't know.
That's fine. I was just curious.
Oh,
what happened?
I actually hit the keyboard. I'm sorry. How are you guys this evening? This was a wonderful interview. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
And you know
you're
what?
Welcome.
Okay,
thank
Nadia,
you.
I mean, Veronica, okay, remember you're a co-host, sweetheart.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
You will always get through, you know. And you know, right now it's the three of us until Maggie comes back, whenever she's able to come back. You know, that would be great. So, yes, and I just want to say a couple of things because I can. No, I'm being really funny right now. So I'm kind of pissed off, you guys. So Bobby and I have been waiting and waiting and waiting for the $1,400.
Yeah.
Nothing yet. And they cannot give us a damn date. I was ready to throw something today.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is ridiculous. You know, come on. Oh, we were not in the first wave, but are we going to be so bad that they, hi, Bobby. I forgot.
Hey.
Hi, Bobby.
Okay.
Hi,
Bobby. Oh, yeah. Bobby, aren't you getting a little pissed off that we haven't got it, you know, yet?
I'm waiting patiently. I don't know what to say, but I'm waiting patiently. I will tune into the nightly news tonight, but... I went into the night news tonight, but there was a tornado threat, and they were on every station talking about the tornado warnings and that were in the area. Fortunately enough, it didn't interrupt any daytime programming in the afternoon because all the storms ended up hitting around 4:30, 5 o'clock, and that's when everything started ramping up around 6 o'clock.
Ooh.
But fortunately enough, we're okay. All we had was a thunderstorm warning, but I have no wind, no thunder and lightning, and that's it.
Oh, thank God.
And You know, I think that, you know, it's going to be great when we get the money. And may I tell you all, after yesterday's performance with Jason and Carly, let me tell you guys, that was awesome. That was one of the best performances from Lola White and Steve Burden.
Yes.
You know, she broke my heart. And I love it when she said, I cannot make my own coffee. He always did it in the morning. And I just love how she just threw the coffee mug and she just been bottling up all her emotions for so long. And
yeah.
It was breathtaking. It was Zali at its best. Jason and Carly has always been the male-female best friend of daytime and prime time for me.
I agree.
Because no matter what, they won't let the other one fall. They won't let the other one ever feel alone. And
yeah.
You know what, Zoden, you know, you're making me really hate you right now. Okay, you are the worst face of, you know, whatever you are. You are the worst. You're the worst, okay? Okay, to bring right down Ryan Chamberlain, you use Franco. You're in everyone thought Franco killed all those people. Okay. And now Jason just fucking got arrested for this because Liz said that. Okay, number one, okay, Elizabeth is grieving. Okay, fine. But so is Carly, damn it. And, yeah, I'm sorry if I'm getting mad because for once in my life I'm really upset over this because you don't go after my girl and get away with it. Oh, Jason. I mean, this is bullshit. Number one, Jason would not do that. Okay, did he love Franco? No. But he would not do that to Jake. Okay, everyone? He would not do that to kill his, you know, son's stepfather. He would not do that. And no one is looking at Peter? Really? Are you kidding me? Okay, I'm done. But I'm so pissed.
No, I totally agree with you 1,000%. Oh, Carly, I mean, I know that Laura Reyes, Carly, and Steve Bird, they did a wonderful performance of the last night's episode.
Yeah, they did.
And then throwing the coffee in bed because she feels she misses Sunny. I mean, where's Sunny and Carly's reunion? It's taking too long. I want the reunion soon.
I know, me too.
Me too.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I just hope they don't take it too long. I mean, yeah.
No, Veronica, I love what you were saying. But it just boggles the mind that Sunny's not here yet.
I know.
And the way everyone was acting like, you know what, Sunny Crimson's body has not been recovered when Zillian's body has. Okay?
Yeah.
That was the first that people, you should have known that he was really not dead, you asshole. Number two, that...
Yeah, it's true. I know. It's
because number two, and I'm so sick of people saying, well, Jason waited too long because he took off his jacket or something. Okay, so he took the one thing off. Okay, of course he was going to go in there and say something.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like the night we all thought we lost Jason 6 years ago. And Sunny went in the wall. You guys all remember this. Well, maybe not Nadia because, Nadia, how long have you been watching these?
I just recently started watching GH, probably this summer.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's cool.
Okay, well, we can't educate you right now, Veronica, yes, and Bobby. Okay, see, when Jason went to them dead, but he wasn't really dead. Okay, everyone thought you killed Jason, but it was really fades on in a mask. Right, Bobby and Veronica, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And so Faison saw Jason and saw burning the same night that used to work for Jason and Sunny. Natalia.
Yeah.
And then Sunny jumped in that lake and then killed how freezing it was.
Yeah.
And kept coming in and out, and then they brought divers in and all this, and they could not find a freaking body once again. Because he was being held captive by Elena. And
I know.
All this was
crazy.
Elena Cassidine. And let me tell you, people, I do not feel sorry for Valentine for 1 second.
No.
You know what? The gall he had the other day going over the Quartermain and saying, Michael, I will give you the company back and Nina gets time with Wiley. No. No, you don't go to a 2.5-year-old and say Willow is not your mommy. With Willow has been the only mom he's ever known. Come on. And I am so sick and sick. I'm tired of people saying that Carly Stone AJ all this year. Carson and Jason are getting to teach the Villa medicine. Willie, okay, let me see. Did Sonny and Carly or Jason kidnap a kid and thought they were dead, like AJ kidnapped Michael, Christina, and Mari, I believe? No. So I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of people hearing when Carly and Jason or Sonny do something wrong, they are evil. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Whatever Ava and Nina wants to do and Valentine and Zach, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
But you're not going to go after my three and get away with it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just...
And first of all, Jason shouldn't be in jail in the first place.
Thank you.
Jason shouldn't be in jail in the first place. Peter did it. He killed Franco. I don't know why Jason's being implicated. Something doesn't sound right.
Exactly.
You know, okay, I saw on Instagram that Laura was getting some hate with, you know, people are stupid. Okay, first of all, not a nice word, but they are blaming Laura that the reason Wes is on because they are in a relationship. Okay, number one, you guys, they are not even in the same damn story. Well, they are going to probably be very soon when Carly kicked his ass for doing that.
Probably so, yeah.
But will you stop it, everyone trying to put Carly and Peter as romantic? No.
No.
Sunny is the true love of her life. And Peter is just awful. I mean, you know,
I have wrote to Laura and Wes in the last year jokingly saying that they should put Carly and Peter together, but over Sunny's dead body without possibly getting Sunny involved and the rest of the mob involved where Peter gets gunned down. Now I'm thinking, if that happens, I'm rooting for that to happen.
Yeah, but Laura shouldn't get blamed for something. She shouldn't get blamed. I mean, that's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
She shouldn't get blamed for that.
I mean.
She doesn't write the show. She acts. She's acting. She's got to do what the writers tell her to do. And like I said, she shouldn't get blamed because she didn't do nothing wrong.
Exactly. I mean, okay, so what, Wes was there one day to pick Laura up, and Frank Valentini came out himself yeah. said to us, can you call me in the morning? I might have a pouch for you. That's how it started. Okay, it wasn't nothing Laura did to get Wes the job. I'm sick and tired of it because it's stupid. You know, I mean, it's like all those Jason fans right now are coming down that Jason is spending more time with Brad than Sam. But Sam and Dante kind of look kind of cute to me. And
yeah.
for everyone that said that, that's incest. It's not incest. Okay, people may have a brother in common, okay?
Yeah.
So what? If they got together, they are both kind of needing each other right now. And, with Peter being around, Dante could protect him.
Yeah.
For what Britt is going through, Jason and Britt, I love those scenes.
Oh, me too.
Britt, for me, I've always loved Britt. I've always been a Britt fan. Because she's great. And her scenes with Jason bring out the more human side of Britt.
Yes.
They really do. And,
we'll get her on the show. Because I've been meaning to talk to her for years.
The actress who plays Britt?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome. She's doing a great job.
Yeah,
and the Jason and Britt scenes, I cannot wait until they get together. I totally agree 3,000%. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I was impressed with what she did in a Hallmark Channel movie. Not Hallmark, a Lifetime movie a couple years ago. And I have been impressed with what she had done, GH, as well as in a Lifetime movie. I didn't care for her that much when she had her cup of coffee on Days. But other than that, she did pretty well on General Hospital in that one Lifetime movie she did.
So I was asking Nadia a question, Bobby. See, when you don't have anything to do, Nod, would you just look up Kelly Thumber's see if she has any contact information and see what we can do there.
Who?
Britt on General Hospital. Yeah.
Kelly?
Bobby wants Britt on, and so does V, and so does me. We all love Britt.
I think I have before, but I never get any response back.
Yeah, so, since you all about bookers, I just thought I would add one more to your plate. And tomorrow we have one, so tomorrow, right? This one, right?
At 8 o'clock, correct, Nalia?
I'm sorry?
At 8 o'clock, correct, Nalia?
Yeah. Yep.
I can't wait.
And
right.
who do we have on?
Yes, we have Matt Weston tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. And, it's crazy that we've had, a great week of guests.
Yes.
I know.
Awesome. That's wonderful.
Really is great. And, everyone, what was I going to say? Oh, in the big story with Sharon Osbourne, you guys is blowing up. And I'm afraid that Sharon might not be on the talk long because he was stupid to go on Piers Morgan's side. Come on. And for Piers Morgan to say that the Queen got disrespected all this. Wait a moment. Wait a little moment, people. That this is bullshit because Harry was just trying to get Meghan out of harm's way. What was happening to Meghan, Harry saw happening to his own mother. And it just, Harry, almost 24 years to be able to really grieve and talk about his mother in a way that he could. And so the British monarchy, to me, needs to be disbanded after this because they are racist. They are racist. Right. And it was proven when Diana was dating Dodi Fayed and she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just feel like it was...
I wish Princess Diana was still alive.
Yeah.
I mean,
if Diana was alive,
that?
If Diana was alive by now, she would say to the Queen, something I can't repeat on the show, but she would say, you know, go to hell, basically. That's my kid. And if he wants to be, you know, if he wants a life of his own. And you know, this is what... He's using the money from what Diana gave him for security because they were they were never gonna give Aussie security.
Yeah.
And I believe it was Soros who said, What is the skin color of the baby? I'm starting to believe that more and more because you know, Soros is not the greatest father. He will never win awards for anything. You know? He know what to do with the boys.
Yeah.
Diana was the one that was always snuggling with them, taking them, and making sure they had a real life outside the palace.
Yeah.
So I think Diana would support her son leaving, you know, because he was never going to be king. He was never going to be really a prince. It was never going to happen. He's eighth and ninth in line. But you know, something people die, come on. So, yes.
I'll be curious.
So, we have one. So, tomorrow,
I'll
and then we
curious.
Are back.
Yeah.
I'll be curious, Polly, if Sharon Osbourne is still on talk by Tuesday, since there's not going to be any shows tomorrow and Monday because of basketball.
Are they getting rid of the talk?
Thank you for reminding me, Bobby. Tomorrow, you guys, CBS has Most Madness, which I call Driving Color Crazy Madness. So Friday or Monday, right, Bobby?
Yeah.
Wait,
so no soaps
Friday?
On Monday, Friday or Monday?
No.
Is it
it's
Friday
not coming
and Monday
on,
or just Friday?
Friday and Monday because of Most Madness.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Which is funny.
Oh, gosh.
It'd be good to me because if the party kind of...
Well... Well, all I gotta say is no CBS soaps tomorrow, so don't worry about it if it doesn't record, and have a great night, you guys.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Good night, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You too. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.